Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. We carry the largest in-stock selection of Hunter ceiling fans. They provide consistent comfort all year round and also help reduce energy costs. Right now, save big on Hunter ceiling fans when you shop at Menards. View our entire selection of Hunter ceiling fans today on Menards.com. Plus, our weekly flyer with plenty more great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Dimple Jagda is the founder of Prana. She is a gut health expert and coach. She is a speaker. She is the best-selling author of Heal Your Gut, Mind, and Emotions. Welcome to the show, Dimple.
Thank you for having me, George.
Yeah, so excited to have you on. Tell us a little about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Why I do what I do? That's a nice question, actually. So I am an ex-copywriter from an ad agency. I'm an ex-TV reporter and then an ex-TV producer with CNBC, ex-investment banker from New York City. And now I am a gut health and an Ayurveda coach. So I've lived many lives in one lifetime in my pursuit of happiness, health, and also purpose of life. So about 8-9 years ago, when I was in New York City, I decided to leave everything behind and take a sabbatical to rediscover my true purpose in life. And I came back to India, you know, in search of yoga and Ayurveda, naturopathy, and other healing mechanisms, all preventive healthcare, natural sciences. And I chanced upon Ayurvedic science and I decided to give it a try. So we started the clinic 7 years ago. As a CSR, as an experiment to see how the society perceives it, we did not really have a plan. We just said, okay, let's put our money where our mouth is and see if we can really bring this native traditional science from the countryside into the city. And 7 years fast forward, we've treated about 4,500 patients from 43 countries. We've treated about, we've taught Ayurveda to about 10,000 plus students from 64 countries. And we started distributing this information on social media in small edible manner so that people could start practicing it at home. We have close to 1 million followers across all social media platforms. And on our Spotify channel, we have audience from 139 countries who are consuming this content. So there has been no looking back. And I'm so grateful, you know, for this opportunity to create impact positively in the lives of so many people who have embraced the concept of preventive healthcare life science. And that's been our vision, to make it a global phenomenon and a household practice.
So we have all these wonderful innovations and advancements in technology and healthcare, yet we are the most unhealthy than we've ever been. How does that work?
Well, that's crazy, right? So I read this quote just before we got on this podcast, which said that humanity has made many advances in modern science and technology, yet there's not a single person who's healthy. It's kind of sad that all the inventions, you know, of humanity was to supposed to make our life easier, improve the quality of our life, upgrade us. But what it has done is actually uprooted us from our basics, from Mother Nature. We're so distanced from Mother Nature, which is the source of energy and life. And now we're like packed away in these small cocoon-like homes made of concrete, away from nature. We're eating food that is far from nature, that has been genetically modified, injected with all kinds of herbicides and sprayed with insecticides and pesticides to give it a long shelf life. Then we're eating all of these packaged processed foods rolled out of factories, made out of literally anything that's not edible, like additives, preservatives, fillers, you know, then the coloring agents. These are not edible products. These are industrial products with which you could make toys, with which you could make something that lasts forever on the shelf. You can't make food out of this. And that's what we've been feeding humanity and wondering where the disease is coming from.
We've got all this extra stuff that we were using to make toys. What else could we do with it? I wonder if we could turn it into food. Turns out, yes. I wonder if people eat it. Of course they will. We'll make it taste delicious.
And addictive. We will spend millions of dollars researching how to make that particular food so addictive that the person keeps asking for it more and more. You know, so they did an experiment on a couple of rats and they fed them natural foods and then they put them in a bowl of water. The rats would swim to safety, right? And then they fed the rats cereals from a cereal box that human beings gorge on, eat on every single morning. And the rats were so confused, their intuitive intelligence was destroyed, and they kept swimming in circles and they couldn't find their way back to safety, to a dry spot, which was right in the middle. So what was causing that disillusionment? We're designed for survival. We're human beings designed for longevity, survival, to procreate and to, you know, continue our species on this planet as long as possible. But instead, we have become self-destructive as a species. Now, you know, we keep speaking about cancer being on the rampant, right? 1 out of 4 people are at the risk of cancer. 2 out of 3 people are nowadays pre-diabetic. 1 out of 8 people have non-alcoholic fatty liver in this world. The statistics are alarming, okay? Why has the disease been on such a rise in the last few years? Because we've become antibiotic resistant. We've been consuming so much genetically modified foods that have been injected with all of these artificial hormones, especially dairy products, meat, seafood. They've been injected with growth bovine hormones, antibiotics, making us antibiotic resistant. And hence the pandemic happened. We couldn't even respond to a virus and overcome it naturally. Our body's immunity was so weak and destroyed. And we couldn't even respond to the antibiotics. Our body was not responding anymore to even basic medication. And all those who had a very poor lung capacity, who were pre-diabetic and had morbidities in terms of health issues, were the first set of victims for the pandemic. We lost a lot of people during the pandemic. And if anything, it was a wake-up call. You know, post the pandemic, there seems to be this seriousness around the world. People are leaning more towards preventive healthcare life science. They're done with curative healthcare life sciences like pharmaceutical products and, you know, any kind of artificial medicines like antibiotics and steroids, because you're only addressing the symptoms. You're not treating the root cause of the disease. You're only addressing the triggers. But what is the root cause of the disease? Poor lifestyle, poor diet, lack of sleep, lack of exercise, lack of movement, you know, and moving away from nature, consuming more processed packaged foods versus consuming natural foods that are found in nature. Now is the time for us to turn around, go back to our basics. The closer you are to nature, the better for you. And this is what we propagate and we teach through our clinic and through our academy, preventive healthcare life sciences through yoga and Ayurveda, as well as naturopathy, where we teach them the importance and the power of whole food plant-based diet, the power of personalized diet plan based on your unique body type. We teach them how to identify your unique body type. That's where Ayurveda plays a role. Ayurveda understands that no two human beings are the same. Hence, no two diets can be the same. And Ayurveda is also personalized science, and it stresses heavily on preventive healthcare rather than curative. How to prevent a calamity inside your body, how to prevent a massive disease inside your body by detoxifying your body on a daily basis. So that's where we play a role. You know, our role is purely educational. And of course, we do have a clinic where we treat patients for whom the symptoms may have gone a bit out of control and has become chronic. Then we do help them in the clinic as well.
There's so much that is going on with modern living and the challenges and dangers of it. And I want to be a healthy person. I want to have a healthy diet. I want to get the right amount of sleep. I want to save money. I want to make good decisions. There's such a gap between what I intellectually know and then what I do. But then I take a step back and I realize that maybe I don't. Maybe a lot of people have no idea about proper nutrition. And so if they don't know that, then how can they put proper nutrition into practice? And then you take all that into consideration and you said, okay, even if I did understand, are there any foods that aren't impacted or touched by all the things that you've just described? So just me saying it, it's like, this is so much. I guess I'll do this tomorrow, which turns into never.
You know, the first thing you need to do is always clean up your diet. That's literally the first step. You know, so in Ayurveda, we say the three pillars of good health is nutrition, sleep, and exercise. Each of them holds equal importance. You cannot supersede one over the other or ignore the other pillars. You know, you have to give equal importance to all three. So let's start with nutrition. Now, in Ayurveda, in naturopathy, in yoga, we stress upon going as close to nature as possible because we're designed by nature and we're made of the five elements: earth, water, fire, air, and space. And when we die, we disintegrate back into these five elements. So we come in the form of these five elements and go back to the five basic elements. We do not become anything else upon death. And upon birth, we're all similar, right? We're all bestowed and endowed with the same kind of body structure and elements, right? Now, how do I preserve the elements in my body and keep them in balance? When they go out of balance, they cause diseases. For example, earth and water, when it goes out of balance, it causes accumulation of water, mucus, heaviness in the body, causes your body temperature to drop, leading to diseases like obesity, diabetes, cholesterol, weight issues, heart-related issues, cardiac issues, and several other heavy diseases like thyroid and such, and even fibroids and tumor and cysts in your body.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
So that's like a deep science. You know, it'll take me a while for me to explain the connection between earth and water and these diseases. When fire becomes excess in your body, it causes diseases connected to fire, heat and cold. So it causes acidity, burning sensation, reflux in your stomach, malabsorption in your small intestine, discoloration in your eyes, redness in your eyes, skin issues like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, urticaria because of excess fire in the body, hair thinning, hair loss, graying of the hair, right? And then we have air and space. You know, when air and space got a balance in our body, it causes diseases connected to those two elements. So it can cause thin, brittle bones, dry, rough skin, dry, rough, frizzy hair, dry colon, constipation symptoms, colon health issues, bloating, gas, flatulence, indigestion, thin body type, you know, trouble putting on weight and tendency to lose weight very quickly, anxiety, sleep issues, overthinking because of excessive movement and air and space in your head. So Ayurveda begins with the basics, but of course it goes way much deeper. This is literally one drop in the ocean that I'm explaining right now. So how do we keep the elements in balance? We eat foods that are in a state of balance. So plant-based foods like fruits, vegetables, grains, pulses, legumes, lentils, nuts, seeds, they're all rich in prana. Prana means source of life. They're abundant in life. They have a lot of good bacteria that can nourish our gut flora. And they're thriving with ojas, which is also the essence of life, right? Now, these plant-based foods have all the nutrients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and the macros and the micros that we need to survive and thrive in a healthy body. And also the beauty about plant-based foods is they don't get cancer. Animals get cancer. Animals get cancer, blood pressure, diabetes, mental health issues, thyroid, PCOS, PCOD, infertility, a whole lot of complex diseases, just like human beings do. When you consume the meat, where does the disease go? It goes inside your body. You can't separate the disease from the meat or from the seafood or from the eggs. You can't separate the hormones from the eggs or the cholesterol from the egg, right? That's why in Japan and many of the blue zones, they stress on plant slant, which means 95% of your diet has to be plant-based. Less than 5% of your diet can be animal-based products like milk and yogurt and buttermilk and cottage cheese and butter. But in moderation, your body doesn't need it, right? Now, you look at the dairy products. It's one of the most abused industries in the world. Back in the day, our ancestors who lived close in contact with nature or in sync with nature had their own cows and sheep and goats and even dogs on their farm. The cows were milked in a healthy environment. They were allowed to feed on fresh grass. You know, they were grass fed and they were also like free range. They were not confined, tortured, and tied up in a small cubicle inside a factory, you know, where they're force fed, injected with hormones and antibiotics, artificially inseminated. That cow is going to be distressed, unhappy, unhealthy, and it's going to release pus, blood, cortisol, hormones, estrogen into the milk. And when you consume the milk, you trigger the same sort of diseases. PCOS, PCOD, infertility, excessive bleeding, gynecological disorders, fibroids, tumors. This is undigested hormones getting stuck in your body. It is but basic logic for us to eat foods that are natural for our body type because we technically are similar to herbivores in terms of our digestive system. So if you look at a cow, a goat, sheep, and a human being, all of them have a small intestine, which is 22 feet long or more, a large intestine, which is 6 feet long. All of them have blunt teeth, not canines. All of them have an alkaline environment inside the body. But cats, tigers, lions have canines, which allows them to tear into flesh. They also have a shorter gut, a smaller, small and large intestine length of less than 6 feet. So it doesn't take too long for the food that they've eaten to pass out of the intestines and come out. But human beings, because we're very similar in terms of a gut structure to a herbivore, we are better designed to digest plant-based food. But when we have meat, seafood, and eggs, it takes anywhere between 48 hours to 72 hours for them to get digested, absorbed, assimilated, and eliminated from the body. And this is a research done by Harvard, by many medical universities, that fruits takes the least amount to get digested, vegetables is the second least amount, and then you have grains, pulses, legumes, lentils, nuts, and seeds. But meat, seafood, and eggs takes the longest to get digested. So 95% plant slant is your first rule for longevity and good health.
Excellent. You know, there's so much information out there, which is good and bad, but I never thought about it from the context of the length of my intestine and how long food is then traveling through it, and that vegetables and fruit and what was the third one that is faster?
Beans, lentils, nuts, beans, seeds. They have a longer shelf life, right? So a simple math, you know, it's easier way to remember this. Fruits takes 1 hour in the stomach, 1 hour in the small intestine, and 1 hour in the large intestine. So if you had a bowl of fruit salad, just fruit salad, no dairy in it, no grains and nuts and seeds in it, you'd get hungry within an hour. Because the fruit has already moved from the stomach to the small intestine. So they self-digest because they're loaded with prebiotics. They're loaded with good enzymes and fruit acids like malic acid, oxalic acid, fumaric acid, citric acid, ascorbic acid. They decompose very fast. Their shelf life is also very short. Fruits decompose the fastest. The minute they separated from the plant, the decomposition has already started. So fruits is the easiest to digest. Fruitarians have better lifespan and less incidences of diseases. In fact, less to literally zero incidence of diseases, fruitarians. The second is vegetables. It takes 2 hours in the stomach, 2 hours in the small intestine, and 2 hours in the large intestine. So imagine you were eating a bowl of vegetable salad, maybe boiled, maybe blanched, steamed, sauteed, cooked, or even raw, without any kind of protein in it or carbs in it. You'd get hungry within 2 hours because the salad has already moved from your stomach to the small intestine. Now, vegetable salads are loaded with fiber and digestive enzymes. They do not have fruit acids, but they have a lot of fiber, which travels down the intestines really quickly. And then you have grains, legumes, lentils, nuts, seeds. They're more dry and dehydrated. They do not have moisture. They have a long shelf life. They can survive on the shelf for 6 months to 1 year, 2 years, if you keep them well. Hence, they take longer to digest. You have to pre-soak them. You have to wash them well. You have to cook them with a lot of water. You know, it requires more cooking time compared to fruits and vegetables. If you stewed fruits, it would get stewed within like a minute. If you boiled vegetables, it would probably be 2 to 3 minutes. But if you had to cook rice or beans or lentils, it takes at least 10 to 15 minutes. The same rule in your stomach, it takes longer to digest grains, legumes, lentils, nuts, and seeds. So visualize 6 hours in the stomach, 6 hours in the small intestine, and 6 hours in the large intestine. It takes about 18 hours for these grains and beans and lentils to get digested, absorbed, assimilated. and then they're ready for elimination the next day. Meat, seafood, and eggs. You see, animals are designed for longevity. They're designed for survival. They're designed for life. And they have a complex body system, unlike a fruit or a vegetable, which is a simple food, right? They have a complex digestive system. They have heart and kidney and liver and gallbladder and intestines and colon, eyes, nose, ears, mouth. Fruits, vegetables, grains don't have that. They don't have external sensory organs or internal organs, you know, that are different from the rest of the plant body. They're simple single-cell microorganisms. I mean, they actually have multiple microorganisms, but each microorganism is a single-cell microorganism within it. A plant will be a plant throughout. Fruits, vegetables, plants don't get complex forms of cancer. Even if they do get, they could probably get a tumor or a tuber, as they call it, which could be cut off because the cells of a plant is fixed. So the cancer cell doesn't move around. It is remote to that particular part of that plant, which can be cut off and you can still consume the rest of the plant. But human beings and animals have a complex body where the cancer cells can spread very quickly throughout the body. And you cannot separate it from the meat. That's why the incidence of colorectal cancer has gone up with the consumption of beef. In fact, it has been shown in a research report that there is a 27% higher risk of colorectal cancer with the consumption of beef, processed meat. Right? So incidence of disease and animal-based foods, especially processed meat, is not a coincidence. Plant-based diet and longevity is not a coincidence. Right? So if we move closer to nature, we can preserve our health and live a longer, healthier, and a happier life.
Which makes a lot of sense in the world. Like when we start adding in all these different steps in the process of what I'm going to put into my mouth to feed myself, that's where we kind of go sideways for lack of a better term. It also makes sense to me that if I've got a cow factory farming and it's hooked up to a terrible, it's living a terrible, terrible, terrible life, that it's producing milk that has this cortisol and other hormones and blood and pus and terrible stuff in it. My brain went to, well, I'm sure that we process a lot of that out and clean it up, but that's exactly the problem, is that we're putting another link in this to make food, which should just be food that nourishes us, but we're making such massive quantities of it in a predictable manner. And in so doing, we are processing it and making it even more unhealthy. So what's the solution? If I am somebody who wants to have a glass of milk, who wants to consume meat, is that possible for me to do that in a healthy way?
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
So I propagate WFPB, whole food plant-based diet, but if you have to have dairy, you know, the rule in India is, you know, the cultural rule, which we don't follow it anymore, by the ways. that drink the milk if you know the cow. Okay, if you know the cow, that means if you own the cow, if you've treated it with kindness and humanity, if you've allowed it to, you know, roam freely, if you've not injected with hormones and, you know, given any form of cruelty to it, you've not caused any kind of distress to the cow or to the calf, you've not separated the calf from the cow will happily feed its calf and create extra milk for its human owner out of love and compassion for the owner. You know, these cows that are on the farms that are raised by these farmers, they also have a pheromonal relationship with the farmer. When the farmer is bathing the cow or the bull, when the farmer is feeding the cow licks the palm of the farmer. There's a pheromonal exchange of information. The cow can sniff your hormones through your palm. Just like how a mother who's breastfeeding a child holds a child in this position close to her bosom, what happens? This pheromonal exchange of information happening from the scalp of the child going through the olfactory sensor, through the nose of the mother, which goes and sends messages to the brain. The brain deciphers the message and the information that the child is giving out on what kind of nutritional deficiencies he or she has. And the mother's brain decodes that information and sends information to the breast milk factory on what formulation of milk to make for that child. Do you know the formulation of a mother's milk is different between two different children? Two different twins. And also for the same child, it is different between two different feeds. Today, the formulation of the milk might be different, but tomorrow, the formulation of the milk will change based on the symptoms and deficiencies of the child. If the child has a cold, cough, or sinus, the mother's brain deciphers that information and creates antibiotics in her milk to feed the child, to help the child survive. The cow and the farmer have a similar relationship. So if you're going to have dairy, make sure it comes from a cruelty-free farm. Even if you can't raise cows on your own in a city, find these cruelty-free farms where the cows are not injected with hormones and growth bovine hormones especially, or antibiotics, and they're allowed to range or move freely. Then you can have it. Meat is something I do not recommend, because when you're consuming milk from a cow, you're not killing the cow. So it doesn't cause the cow to release cortisol at that point in time if it is happy already. But with animals, they have this extra intuitive intelligence, just like us human beings. They know when they're going to be slaughtered. And through that stress, they release a lot of cortisol throughout the body. That stress hormone gets registered at the time of slaughter. It doesn't get released from the body. It remains locked in that body. So when we consume meat, we're also consuming high levels of cortisol. It's best to have a 95% plant slant, like how, you know, most people in the blue zones have, the Japs, the Spanish. These people have crack the code of longevity. So if you can have cruelty-free dairy to a certain extent, great. If you can have certain amount of eggs, you know, which is free range, again, not injected with hormones and not fertilized by the hen, then you're still safe to go. And to be honest, you know, the biggest concern that people have about going plant-based is, what about my protein? You know, there are 300 varieties of lentils, beans, pulses, legumes, nuts, seeds, which are best source of protein. In fact, plant-based protein gets digested, absorbed, and assimilated really fast and doesn't create cholesterol and such diseases. Arnold Schwarzenegger, who was one of the biggest or the most famous bodybuilders in his era, was on a high meat diet. And when he realized all his biomarkers was off, you know, on the charts, it was troubling, and he went on a plant-based diet for some time and all his markers came down, be it cholesterol or diabetes or thyroid, HbA1c, all his markers were normal. The creatinine levels in his kidneys, everything came down. So that's the power of a whole food plant-based diet. And I would urge people to at least try it for 90 days and see how your body transforms.
I think that that's certainly a doable thing. Is it ever too late? Is it possible to just break my system where I'm not going to be able to, it's not going to recover?
It's never, never too late. And I say this with confidence because I see miracles happen every single day. I've seen cancer patients go into autophagy. Autophagy is basically fasting till the cancer cells are destroyed in the body. When you go into a fasting mechanism, it basically gives complete rest to your digestive system, which is the largest set of organs. Your digestive system, the gut, is made of the stomach, small, large intestine, the colon, the liver, gallbladder, pancreas, and even the appendix contribute to the digestion process. It's the largest set of organs. It's like the engine to a car. You know, a car is expensive not because of the upholstery or the music system. It's expensive because of the kind of engine that you put in. Now, imagine if you're using your car 24 hours every day, 7 days a week, 365 days. What will happen? The car's going to break down. Imagine you had a farm with cows and donkeys and you made them work 24 hours a day. They're going to collapse and die. The same rule applies to your gut, your digestive system. If you're going to make it work day and night, digesting complex foods, it's going to break down. It's going to create undigested metabolic waste, which will leak into your bloodstream and cause diseases like cancer cells. Instead, if you gave it rest, your gut will self-cleanse itself. Your liver will detoxify all the toxins, heavy metals, and your immune system will destroy cancer cells on a daily basis magically. So you can start with intermittent fasting. 16 hours of intermittent fasting. Keep your eating window to less than 8 hours or even 6 hours if you can. Eat what you want in those 6 to 8 hours. After that, the shop is closed for business. The gut can then focus on absorbing, assimilating the nutrients from the foods you've eaten over those 6 to 8 hours, supplies the nutrients to the brain, heart, liver, kidney, and all the critical organs that keep you alive. And the liver is finally free to focus on its main job, which is to detoxify. It's the largest detoxifying organ of our body. But today, because of the complex foods we're eating, like refined foods, you know, refined flour, pizzas, burgers, French fries, processed meat, junk foods, packaged foods, preservative-based foods that have a shelf life of 6 months and 1 year, they also survive in the gut for 6 months and 1 year. And the liver has to deal with that problem, learning how to digest foods that are not edible, that are not digestible, especially the preservatives. So the liver is so busy digesting complex foods all day long that it hasn't had time to detoxify. It's like, you know, the woman in the family is so busy running behind her 3 kids or 6 kids and the husband and the in-laws and her parents. She's not had time to clean the house. She's not had time to nourish herself. That's how the gut is. It's like the wife or the mother or the head of the family. You have to give them rest. It's like the engine of the car. It's like the cows and the bulls and donkeys on your farm. You have to give them rest. So it's never, never too late. You can begin with intermittent fasting for 16 hours and then improve yourself to doing a 24-hour fasting on just water or some fruits, and then go on a 24-hour dry fasting, 72-hour fasting, 8 days of fasting, just by starving yourself and giving your gut complete rest. Do you know what happens? Your body starts going in an autophagy. The healthy cells in your body starts attacking the weak, unhealthy cells and starts consuming them as a source of protein. And then you walk barefoot, because remember, every time a cell is destroyed, it releases an electron, a free form of energy. Your body is a conductor of electricity and all that energy that's free floating. So if you ground yourself, walk barefoot, all that excess energy from your body is sucked by Mother Earth. Just like how thunder and lightning is neutralized by Earth, the excess energy in your body is also neutralized by Earth. So you start with intermittent fasting. Start grounding yourself with Mother Nature. Follow the circadian rhythm, which means rise with the sun and set with the sun. When the sun rises, your metabolic fire rises. Have a small breakfast. When the sun is at the peak in the afternoon, your metabolic fire is also at the peak. Have the biggest meal of the day. When the sun is setting, your metabolic fire is also setting. Have the smallest meal of the day. Do not consume solid foods after sunset. You can have some water, and you can stop consuming fluids also after a certain time, because remember, consuming too much fluids after sunset can also disturb your sleep pattern. And then number three, focus on the quality of your sleep. Switch off your gadgets and electronics that are emitting blue light by 8 or 9 p.m. so that you can focus on reading books or spending quality time with your family and improving the quality of your relationships with your children, with your partner, with your parents. And that is a fulfilling life. When you do this, your body automatically produces melatonin, which is a hormone that controls your sleep and waking cycle. Melatonin tells the brain when to sleep and when to wake up. But right now, because of excessive blue light consumption and social media exposure at night, scrolling on your phones all day long, all night long, you are breaking your circadian rhythm. Circadian rhythm is like this internal body clock that syncs your body to the clock of Mother Nature, to the cycles of the sun and the moon and the seasons. Because the circadian rhythm is broken, we're not acclimatizing to the different seasons and getting sick every time the season changes. We're not acclimatizing to day and night, and we're not able to sleep on time and wake up on time. You should sleep exhausted and wake up feeling refreshed, but it's the other way around. People are so energetic at bedtime and snacking and midnight snacking and scrolling and talking and partying and dancing, and they wake up feeling exhausted and depleted. These are simple ways in which you can start reversing your diseases. Circadian rhythm, rise with the sun, set with the sun, plant slant, 95% plant-based diet. Make sure you're having whole foods, that is farm to table, not a factory to table kind of a diet. And going in intermittent fasting, allowing your body to go into autophagy, fasting for 24 hours and more. These are simple ways you can get your body back. And when you have your body back, you have your physical health, mental health, and emotional health back. You have the ability to improve your energy levels and productivity. You have the ability to improve the sweetness of your relationships. Your energetic and spiritual health also starts peaking. That's literally the secret of healing your gut, mind, and emotions in this little conversation that we're having.
There it is. You're welcome, everyone. Just put those steps into practice. I love it. Well, Dimple, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage? Where can they get their copy of Heal Your Gut, Mind, and Emotions?
Well, thank you for asking. Those of you who are keen and interested in improving your health with small, healthy habits on a daily basis, you can follow me on Instagram or Facebook. My name is Dimple Jangda Official on Instagram and Facebook. On LinkedIn, Snapchat, TikTok, even on YouTube, we do have a channel called Gut Story with Dimple Jangda, where we speak about gut health. So you can follow us on any of these pages. And I assure you, you will also become the healthiest, happiest, and kindest version of yourself with each waking day and with each healthy habit that you incorporate into your life.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Dimple your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Follow Dimple on social media, on Instagram, Facebook, all of them, which I will link in the notes of the show. So just click on there and get started on your journey back to good health that we all, I think, want. We all certainly deserve, but it takes a little bit of work these days. So thanks again, Dimple.
Thank you so much.
Until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.